I mentioned Kieran Loveridge earlier. He's going to spend an extra 6 months behind bars after another violent assault, this time on another prisoner. I mentioned it. We broke the story in March of last year. This is the bloke that killed poor Thomas Kelly, Kieran Loveridge. In March last year, I broke the story that Loveridge had violently assaulted another inmate. He and Cameron Eric James Scully bashed another man, stomping on his head and fracturing his eye socket. That day, I revealed the attack. Some of Loveridge's grubby family and friends attacked me, prison guards, and even Thomas Kelly on social media. Well, these are the same imbeciles that were in court, you know, showing disrespect to everyone after the death of a young man. Then, shortly after that, I revealed that Kieran Loveridge was having an affair with a female guard at the Kempsey Jail on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Loveridge was moved to Goulburn Supermax, again, much to the dismay of his family and friends. He spent 5 months in Supermax, and instead of pulling his head in, went on hunger strikes. I've been following Loveridge's prison assault case through the court since last year. In April, he pleaded guilty to assault, occasioning actual bodily harm in company. In Port Macquarie District Court yesterday, he was given a partly concurrent 12-month sentence and will only spend another 6 months behind bars. His earliest possible release is now May of 2023. His co-accused will spend an extra 11 months in.